seasons. We thank you for this county and for each and every citizen that lives here and contributes to the functioning of this county. And we just ask, Lord, that as leaders in a responsible position, that you would give us wisdom, honesty, and integrity to do as you would have us to do to best serve each and every citizen. Again, we just thank you for each person that has taken the time to come to this meeting today. We just pray that we would efficiently handle your business today, Father. We ask it all in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
So as far as the pay increases for our employees, I just want to say thank you.
for our insurance, and they're having to take the government handouts for insurance and get on chips and stuff because they can't afford it. A pay increase is really needed, and they have an important job to do. This will help me, and it'll also make the county better, and it'll benefit our citizens. So I just want to say thank you.
Sheriff, what's your, just some law folks don't know this. I didn't know this until I got into office. What are your starting jailers, your starting patrols?
Starting jailers start out at 11:19 an hour.
11:19?
Yes, sir. But, and for some that are just starting out life and making their way to the same life a lot, when, of course, we all know when you get older and you have a family and you're trying to make a living, that's not much at all. More especially when you put in the atmosphere that they're in, because unlike most times, I mean, Christmas rolls around, we're there. If someone still has a gun, we're the one to call. If someone's outside at night, we're the one to call. If someone's brought in with AIDS, hepatitis, it doesn't matter. My jailers are there faced with that and having to work through the diseases. And, you know, like a doctor's office, except we're there 24 hours a day. You know, you can't shut down. So, and, you know, and as you all, some of you were here, when you've seen the time, when you've had employees that you get them here when nobody else wanted them, and the lawsuits that it causes and the trouble that you can get in, and that's another good thing about giving up, cost of living increase, paying good people. And you know, Judge, you've owned businesses before. Employees, you got to pay them. Now, we understand, and that's why we've kept a lot of good employees that's dedicated to this community, dedicated to people. They understand if money's not there, we can't get it. But, you know, it's been, this is like our third year that we haven't had one. We did get an increase. And it was concerning that we might get another one for our guys. And I just appreciate it because, like I say, we're the biggest, you know, I don't know how to word it, but we're the biggest chance of lawsuits the county can have. Let's put it that way, with what our guys do. And it's not just with us, that's with any county or any city. And, you know, your police department, your jail, if you don't have good people, it can really cost you. And so we're very fortunate we have excellent people. They do a tremendous job. They know what they're doing. They really look out for the county interest in lawsuit ways. And they also look out for the citizens because they really care about the citizens. And it shows what they do. So.
Your patrolman started at what?
At 15:01 an hour. Well, that's without the increase. You know, that's without
the city's begins at what?
The chief over 17 an hour, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're quite a bit higher than this. And still, I mean, we're quite a bit lower paid, but still, we have dedicated people that stay with us, and I wouldn't trade it for nothing. So, yeah, we're still on the lower end on pay scale compared to most others. But, like I say, they haven't been complaining. We've just got some good dedicated people.
What will you express on behalf of this commissioner's board, our appreciation to those guys, and we wish we could do more. But we did what we felt like we specializes in advising others on employee benefits plans, specifically health and dental insurance. We've considered all the things that each of these teams had to say. We had four outstanding presentations. I personally learned a lot. I know more about the plan than I did before, and I know more about some opportunities that we have that we're going to be pursuing. I believe that the court is unanimous in their decision on that. I don't believe I know that they are, because I spoke with each of them individually. And we will approve this at our October 8th meeting, but it is the decision of the Commissioner's Court. They are going to hire CAPS Insurance to be our licensed employee benefits consultant. And they will be responsible for helping us to consider each year whether we want to remain a self-funded plan or whether we want to consider utilizing a company like Aetna or Blue Cross to do a standard insurance for our health and dental. They'll help us with the selection of a third-party administrator if we choose to continue to be a self-funded program. They will help us in determining levels of and seek the best pricing for reinsurance for those larger claims. They will help us eventually put together a wellness program where we can keep our rates the very best by getting the health of our county employees up to the highest rate that we can to make sure that people don't have as many medical claims as they do. But there are a variety of subjects that we will be pursuing, and this is a very complicated subject, and we need an expert. We're glad to have the expertise of CAPS Insurance. They've got an outstanding team. They've got some great ideas. They're right here local. They will be our go-to folks if we have concerns throughout the year. So again, if you will share that, please, Tony. We have Tony Melton from CAPS Insurance. We're very grateful for what you put together for us, and we look forward to working with you. And I will be in contact with the other three that that participated in this discussion and let them know of our decision. And we will ask the CAPS to go to work for us on October the 1st, and maybe they'll even do a few things before then. But we will approve that selection at the October 8th Commissioner's Board meeting. Moving on to item number five, adopt the 2012 tax rate. Probably have anything that you would like to say in regards to that?
No, sir. The rate work that is proposed is 0.1305 for the INS rate, 0.2694 for the maintenance and operations rate, total rate of 0.3999. Last year's rate was 0.3872, but the actual monies collected are going to be less this year than last year because of the Lumina settlement we actually collected. They actually agreed to pay at the higher valuations for last year's money, so we actually are collecting less revenue than we collected last year.
Well, I personally want to thank the commissioners for keeping this at this rate. I wish we could have not raised that rate. We had quite a bit of discussion at a rate higher than this, but each of them agreed to hold it at this 3.999.
Yes, sir.
Motion by Commissioner Hockaday to approve
$95. The original loan was to the quick door.
Quickway door company. And most recently, Prefer took advantage of this. I asked Charlie Smith, Charlie, does the existence of this fund and the loan monies that we can make available, is that a benefit to you in trying to get local business expansion or new business? He said no. He said I'd like to see you keep the money, but my main objective here would be, you know, it's an opportunity for some good publicity, to see the county making available some lower interest loans. Of course, the interest rate is so low these days, it's not near the attraction that it once was when interest rates were, you know, in double digits. So again, that part of the equation has been taken away for the time being. This money just sits there. I personally would like to see us return that money to the state of Texas and let it be used by other counties that could make better use of this. Charlie Smith, again, interesting to see you hang on to it, but I hate to continue to pay an administrator for something that has not been taken full advantage of. And it's not that we have forgotten about it, it's not that we haven't offered it, it just hasn't been taken advantage of. But it's up to you. They're just asking us to make a call on this, to either return the money or use the money.
We have sent some back a few years ago, and we ran some ads in the paper and did some things to try to, but like you said, the problem now is the interest rates are so low.
It is so invasive when it comes to asking information of an applicant. They really put them through the ringer to get this loan. Anytime you loan this money, of course, you're competing with local banks. There are some pros and there are some cons. At this time, I don't see enough cons to make, I mean, it doesn't maintain that money. But again, that's like the other deal.
Bill, just look at this expansion out there. And, I just want to say that the application stuff, that's not a problem. I'd like to go visit again just a little bit and check on it just in case. I know he's fixing to expand some areas out there, put some things in, and I think he would consider using this. I would like to table this at this time and later on once I have a chance to visit.
Judge, only other question I've got for you is, the way it reads on here, it's talking about refunding $135,000. We've got a lot more money than that, isn't it? There's more than that. There's $814,000.
That's the figure that the state of Texas sent to me.
Well, what they may be saying is that may be part of the original, because I think we get to keep the interest and reinvest it in additional loans, and so we've had that for 15 years, but there's $814,000 in there. They may also be telling you that's how much they want you to send back if you're not going to use it, because that's about how much we send back. Yeah. We've sent them $130,000, somewhere in that range, somewhere to $150,000, $200,000, probably 5-6 years ago.
Okay. Let me further explain this. This is the amount. Apparently, they like you to maintain a percentage, 33% total cash and outstanding loan balance. Consequently, the county is required to return $135,285 no later than September 28th if the county decides to reactivate the RLO. So apparently that is not the entire amount. That just allows us to stay in compliance with the amount we have.
That may be the same situation we ran into a few years ago. We may be required to send that $135 back. If we can't find somebody that wants to use it, that's similar to what we had to do before. But there's no guarantee what they're going to do with the money when they get it.
Well, if you'd like to hold on
somebody that wanted to use them. They wanted to use the money.
Well, the whole thing, initially started in '95, the state, as far as the money crunch, was not at that time. And then helped promote and help companies get, small companies get started. Each county in the state of Texas got about $1,000. Right at first, we used it for four companies, we used it for several things at that time.
I think each county sets their own criteria, and our criteria was it had to create so many jobs or save so many jobs.
I think it was state criteria too.
Yeah, we were trying to save certain number of jobs. But if you've got the money available, it's always a tool that maybe you can use with any of the big local companies. The problem has been is that I think that interest rates, and it may be that you can do it less now, but it was 3 or 4%, which a lot of them can borrow the money from the bank at that rate now, so it's not a big incentive to borrow it from us.
Set that interest rate.
I don't know. I haven't looked at the program in a while.
No, you can set, like, I don't remember what.
And they may have lowered the minimum since.
Well, Brian Reyes, I recall, you set that interest rate.
The whole purpose of it, if we had a small business or a company, $100, $200, $300,000 might be where it could work out for them to create jobs, and that's the whole purpose.
I don't have a problem sending this money back here, so, you know, that's what we want to do. I'll make a motion.
How much do we have left?
$814,000 in there.
Okay.
I think we need to find out exactly what they're asking for. I haven't seen anything on it.
They're asking for $135,285.71.
But there may be options of either send it back or do this. And I don't know what the do this is.
You find what table is?
Yeah, you need to table it till we look.
I'll visit with lady here, Ms. Gamble, and find out what options that we've got. If there's a desire to hang on to as much of this as possible, let's ask if we can do that. What we need to do is go talk to Mr. Freeper, see if that might be a possibility. And if anybody else knows someone who might be a worthy recipient of this, I'm not sure we want to get into loaning money. rates are going up across the board. We're not being punished for poor performance this year. Premiums in this business go up and down, sometimes fairly dramatically from year to year. I can attest to that from restaurant business days. And unfortunately, this is one of those bad years where it goes up significantly. So I need to know, do you want to keep the policy coverages the same or consider it raising the deductible?
This policy is, we stay with travel. We go out, we're going to get a whole premium for this.
Well, it's possible, but we could agree that, you know, unless we wanted to force somebody to go out for bids again, and I assume that CAPS is, you know, this is the best that they're coming up with us, you know, we agree, you know, Mr. Preston did this work for us, you know, typically we don't do that necessarily every year, do we?
I thought we did.
No, pretty much. I think we've been doing a three-year contract.
Three years.
Well, we do a three-year contract out with CAPS, and then each year he's supposed to be trying to find the best insurance he can find. Now, if the insurance does go up significantly, you certainly have the right to say, look, I just rebid it.
This may be one of those years, but and I don't think that CAPS would have brought us a figure that just, well, here, this is what we're getting, and just take it or leave it. This is competitive, believe it or not. It's unfortunate that we're in an up cycle as far as these premiums.
Well, I'm on our legal deductible, let's see, it's $10,000.
Motion by Commissioner Hockaday to renew the expiring policy at the same coverage limits, and a second by Commissioner Fields. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. All right, item number 15, consider and possibly approve waiving the entry fee to the Monticello County Park during the 4th annual Titus County Twin Lakes Jam Fest in mid-October. That's near and dear to Mike. Any comments you've got on that?
No, it was real good last year. Encouraged people to go to it. You can buy picking and singing. They have campsites set up all over the park. Very successful. We do charge for water and electricity, waive the entry fee, and every one of the hookups, everything was filled up last year. So we really came out ahead by doing it like this. But more than anything else, people I know from Louisiana, Arkansas, I think we had some people out of Missouri down here. It started getting to be a bigger and bigger thing. If you got some time on that date, the 13th, go out there. That's on a Saturday. Sunday, they really just stay the whole week and they pick and sing and play and enjoy each other's company and pay a lot of people. I think it's really good for this area. Antonio.
in the first couple of weeks of October that our items that were bought in September, so they'll be put back into the right year. We look out probably about 3 weeks to make sure we put everything in the right year.
Okay.
So it can go down. It was a good year.
Make a motion to approve the written reports.
Motion by Commissioner Hinton.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Hockaday. Those in favor of approval, say aye.
Aye.
Consider it possible to approve our treasurer's report. Motion by Commissioner Boggs, second by Commissioner Fields for approval of treasurer's report. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Carl, we have any budget amendments?
Yes, sir. We have three, 21, 22, and 23. 21 is just an adjustment on the loop project. 22 is the county clerk's records management fund. The first payment on the new software has come through, so we put it in this year. And then the third one is just a precinct 2 budget. We'll talk about it in the hearing. We're going to have to put the truck that he's buying back in. The year we're in now, we're going to bring it forward.
Any questions on any of those? When's your next money's due on that software? How's that being paid out?
It's trickling in because they, it's just percentages. They take it as they progress along. And so far, it seems like it's moving pretty good because since we don't have elections in our office, they're putting us, you know, ahead of some of the other people. And when we got surveys last week that we had to, which was a big, thick thing, you know, we had to answer all these questions. And so April and I and Mary, we sat down and we finished it pretty quick. And I got an email from her this morning and she was commending us on how much we've progressed already on getting it to where, you know, we can do a conversion. It's still going to be a while, but we're moving it as fast as we can. And so each time they complete a different section of it, you know, we're getting a percentage.
But none of it's going live during the process.
No.
It's all just going to build up and one day we'll switch and be on to it.
That's right.
By the end of the year, you think?
We hope.
You hope?
Yeah.
Or shortly thereafter?
Yes.
Right. Any other comments about these three adjustments? One related to the loop, one related to the software, the clerk's office. One related to the drones. Motion by Commissioner Boggs. Second by Commissioner Hinton. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
On the budget, I know Barbara brought up the fact that the budget doesn't balance itself by 500,000. most of the budgets that I've worked up in the 20 years, that's kind of the format that I do it in. I try to account for every possible expenditure that we can have, and then I report the revenues, hopefully conservatively. But we do have reserve monies available to cover whatever we're short. I don't anticipate this budget actually at the end of the year being short. It's $500,000 short on paper, but our sales tax that we're required to use when we calculate the budget is based on the prior year, in this case 2 years ago.
We're running well ahead.
And we're running well ahead of that, which is about $250,000. So that's half of the deficit that will be covered, hopefully, by the sales tax. And then normally the sheriff's department and some of the other judicial offices, we'd never, knock on wood, we never spend all the money that's in those departments as a general rule. That's usually about $200,000 or $300,000. So I would expect, all things being equal, for the budget to actually balance when we get to the end of the year. We are going to carry over about $6 million. The year before, our carryover was a little over $5 million. Most of that is the savings from the Luminant that we didn't have to spend as part of the settlement. But we also have a $168 million loop project going on that TxDOT's going to pay $8 million a year on. But anything above and beyond that, we're going to be responsible for. Ideally, when we finish this project, we're going to have some extra monies available. We're not going to need to have that much money in reserve anymore. But
until that time.
Yeah, I certainly would not recommend to the court that you do anything other than save up as much money as you can until that project's finished, because, you know, the few houses I've built, it always cost about 10% more than you thought it was going to cost, and it could easily cost $10 million more than we think this is going to cost. And the state is not going to put any more money in it than what's already allocated. So, so far, so good on all of that. Everything's coming under budget, but you never know until you finish.
You might also mention our bond, settlement bond.
Yeah, the fact that we have been, in my opinion, very fiscally conservative, and unlike the federal government, done things that you need to do. You know, we've raised taxes when we needed to raise taxes last year. We cut expenses. We've maintained a balanced set of numbers. When we went out for those bonds, it saved us, was it $900,000 or $900,000?
We did our bonds.
Yes.
All bonds total saved again about $9 million.
$9 million in interest, because they were very impressed with the way we handled our money and continue to handle our money. And the bond agents told us that. It allowed us to get a lower interest rate because they had a little higher comfort level with the way we were handling our finances. So,
and that's not me saying that. That's Ed Bolton.
That's right.
Financial advice.
That's right. When we issued those $84 million in bonds, it saved us interest over 20 years because they gave us a better rate, because they rated us higher, because they do think we do a good job of handling the money. Thanks.
Also, we've got to get out. Open the last part of the wood project. I think they're looking at November sometime, awarding that bid in November. Everything works all right at the station. I was that they approve everything, that we start that process sometime in December. It's just a focus.
I hope we get those back to back to the state October.
Okay.
Yes,
they have more time than that. Mr. Boggs, you have anything? So, thank you very much. Welcome to stick around. We're going to jump back.
I'd like to say one thing. Questions have come up. So, I have a salary of elected officials, all elected officials. You'll be up here. If you'd like to have one, you can pick it up. And you can look it up. Where the salaries, what is put in there, and what's not. But they're going to have to
money is already set aside, there's, if you look on your cash report.
Money for what specifically, right away purchase?
Yes, there's $3,900,000 in that account. That was to take care of both that right away and possibly some right away out of the, so it's not anything new we're gonna have. I mean, hopefully the money that's there covers both those projects when they ever get around to them.
No text up, we talked about this, and I know, Commissioner Hinton is working on this. I know Commissioner Hopkins is working on Article 17. I think priority right now, we're looking at the Parks Plus, Parks Plus Two District out there. We agree to file it, get this right, needed. He's never been on the Parks Plus Road in the mornings. I know that this really worries Phil about the congestion that we have out there, people trying to get the kids into the school, put turning lanes in. This is what happens. This is what we're going to have, turning lanes where it'll be safer for the people to turn in with the children. It really amazed me we had had some bad accident out there. You remember in college we had several wrecks out there, and I know Commissioner Hopkins really worked hard on this to get that set up. Since this been done, as far as I know, there have been no fatalities. We had, I think, three or four young people killed out there trying to get into the college. Saved one life, it's worth it.
Well, this money is to widen the road, not out.
It's to widen the road, the turning lanes.
Chapel Hill School, that's important.
Yeah. And we're just waiting on the text dot to get to it. The money's been there for several years.
And let's go do the right one now at one point. They're kind of trying to hold the right way.
I guess the main thing I'm trying to say, I want to thank 4 years ago, this opportunity to